two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Scott, it's been awesome to have you back tonight. Listen, the interesting thing has been that we've been playing the NFL Roundup even without you or I in the building. And so people, every night somebody is an NFL quarterback and somebody is the other guy. So it's been fun. Last night, Matt Biamonte was the former NFL quarterback.
Nice.
He goes first five, seven NFL quarterback in the history of the game. And I thought, you know what? That actually might be true. Unless maybe some dudes back in the day who were super short. I can't.
Yeah, 5'9" might be the.
What do you think? I'm trying to think of the shortest quarterbacks. Maybe
Doug Flutie, 5'9".
Flutie was 5'9".
I think Flutie's small.
I've been in the same room as Drew Brees. That guy's not 6 foot.
No, he's 5'11". They
list him at 6 foot. Yeah, in his like tall Nike Airs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I get it. Anyway,
height's overrated. Just so you know, it really is.
Come on, are you kidding? Says the guy who's 6'6". I mean,
I'm just telling you, it's overrated. I mean, think about you throw the ball, you throw through lanes, you throw around people. If you have 2 inches, it's not like you're going to be able to see.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but then
it's overrated.
It's the combine numbers though. People love to see he's 6'5"
and
7'8".
Yeah, that's
Bill.
That's athletic ability. That doesn't mean anything.
I always love that.
Doesn't mean that you can play.
What's
football.
His hand size? He's 10 1/4, man. He can squeeze that football really
now,
hard.
Now being able to hold a football,
that's a different deal.
Actually, I would take hand size over height size
for a quarterback.
For
anyway.
A quarterback.
All right.
Yeah.
I want small hands on my defensive ends. I want to be able to those hands to get through those offensive linemen.
Nowhere on a football field, Alex, do you want small hands. Ever. Anywhere. No.
By the way, Unrivaled, the biggest hands of all the sports department. Remember we did the whole hand measuring deal?
Yes.
That was one of the weird days. One of the pre-COVID days when we're all standing around the sports department measuring each other's hands before we went on the air. All right. So the NFL roundup for now. I want to start off first with – of course, I think they call it Black Monday, right? The day after the week 17 of the NFL season, we got all the firings and we started to see all the jobs that are opening up. And so I'm looking at some of these that have opened up. First of all, were you surprised by any of the firings? I was a little bit surprised by Anthony Lynn just because with the Chargers, just because I thought, look, this is a franchise that normally doesn't care anyway. And they had a quarterback this year that, you know, what did they end up going? 7-9? They ended up looking okay, and things started to turn around, I think, for them. But I think that in just 2 seasons firing Anthony Lynn, I was a little bit shocked by that. That was about the only one that was shocked.
There's always
by.
A shock. Yeah, always a shock when coaches get fired. Anthony Lynn did a really nice job there. And a lot of times, you know, there's a moment. Whatever it is, there's a moment. An owner has a bad day. An owner just, it's just like, you know what? I know this isn't going to get any better, and I just need to just be done with this right now and let it end. Let's move on. Let's find a better situation, because if you hold on, and there's the guy out there, because there's usually one guy every year who kind of finds his way and he becomes a really good head coach. And so everyone's trying to find out who that guy is. And if you wait around and you don't take the chance and you don't go out and go for it, then you miss out on that guy. Or if you delay things and you wait around and you miss out on guys. So the fact that they decided to do this, because it really looked like the Chargers were a team that was moving in the right direction and a lot of good things were happening. But clearly inside internally, they just felt like Anthony Lynn wasn't their guy.
So I'm looking at the worst jobs to the best ones, quote unquote, to take right now. I wouldn't have thought this, but right off the bat, when they started to list the six jobs that are open right now in the NFL, you've got the Falcons, the Lions, the Texans, the Jets, the Chargers, and the Jaguars. Right off the bat, if somebody said, Scott, will you coach this team? Which one of those, if you just had your first pick, where would you take your coaching talents? What's the best job open right now?
The one that really, might have the best ability is, the Atlanta Falcons, because they've got a great owner and a great organization. That one perplexes me why there's not more there.
And, well, what's interesting is that one is looked at as one of the worst place to go.
I know. And a lot of it's kind of the makeup of the team. And
yeah, the cap and, space and things and, like that
yeah,
getting
it's,
into
it's
it.
Just, so. It's just a really – but as crazy as this sounds, I'm just telling you, the best place for someone to go right now is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Why? Just because they have Trevor Lawrence as the first pick?
Well, that's a lot of it. I mean, because, look, remember the Indianapolis Colts were terrible. They never were anything, and all of a sudden, Peyton Manning had a massive impact and changed that whole organization, and he really did. And it wasn't just him. It was, it was that you could have a quarterback that was going to give you consistently good play for a long, long period of time. Take Sam Darnold with the Jets, right? He's a former first-round guy, but he's not a guy that can hold that place while you build a team. And he's a good quarterback, but he's not that generational hold down the fort while you build
an
organization.
Yeah, but the Jaguars are
and Trevor Lawrence could be that player. I'm just telling
you. The Jaguars are historically their owner.
Well,
is
so
tough.
So were the Colts.
I guess if you look, I guess
look. It's not about organization, because they've got tons of cap space. They have first round draft choices. This is a team that played against the New England Patriots in the championship game a couple of years ago. They're not as bad as people really think, and it's all about it's kind of about perception.
What about a place like
and those perceptions can change?
You just talked about it. A franchise changing quarterback. And at least now we've seen what Justin Herbert can do on the field. Because sometimes when guys get to the NFL, you go, oh boy, they're out of their depth here. That's not the case with Justin Herbert. You saw the guy. He threw 31 touchdown passes this year, setting a rookie record, right? And he did it, very quietly, really. And
he didn't start the season either.
Right. And so I look at it and go, man, that's already a place that you have that thing built in that you're talking about.
Okay,
a guy
so that
who
would
can
be
the placeholder.
That would be another – that would be a very good place. There's no question. And you've already with Justin Herbert, it's not like – okay, we got to draft the guy, because you still don't know about Trevor Lawrence. You don't. You don't know if he's going to be that guy or not. It probably looks that way. But with Justin Herbert, you go, hey, this guy is actually better than when he was at Oregon. And there's a much bigger upside to this guy. And he has the ability to make those throws and to be that everyday guy for you. And so I would love to go. Okay, if it's me, I'm going to go to the Chargers.
So, weather has nothing to do with it, though, right? No,
Jacksonville, it's all the same. It doesn't matter to me. They're both good weather. They're both good weather places. The problem, though, with the Chargers in LA, is that it's LA. I'm just telling you, and they're kind of second fiddle. They're no fiddle. Fan base. There's no nothing. There's really, and in Jacksonville actually has a fan base.
Sure.
I mean, Nick. There, you could build up You could build up an interest in Florida with the Jaguars. They have won there before. I mean, this is a team. This is a team that's had success in
all
the
right.
past. So
let me let's go.
But I would never. I would not go to the Jets. Never in a million years.
I don't know why
in a million years.
Would ever want to. I mean, no. you're in the number one media market, but it's like all for bad. You just for 100%. There's a reason Jets fans are at the draft and they hate themselves. They hate their new coaches. Everybody who gets picked.
You have to win so big in order to just have it be normal.
Yeah,
right? And any small problem will be magnified.
Right, and the Jets never do that anyway. They're right. just losers.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a really hard place, I think, to really cultivate and build a top-flight organization.
Trevor Lawrence made it official, Scott. He declared that he put the video out, showed him walking through. What are your thoughts on, quickly as we get out to the break here, on Trevor Lawrence and what he won?
A lot of people like him, and he's a guy I think will be a lot like Justin Herbert. He'll actually flourish and do better in the pro environment maybe even than what he was in college.
The tough thing is then there's no more Minshew magic down there in Jacksonville. I think that's the nail in the coffin of old Gardner Minshew down there in Jacksonville. But you know,
that probably needs to go.
It was a fun run. What
they
a
won
fun
one
guy.
Game.
Plus the jean shorts and the mustache. Boy, just as it wasn't working. All right,
that is a North Florida thing.
He fits right in.
Yeah, he's right there.
We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our 2-minute drill right around the corner. We've got more things we did not get to in the program this evening, and we'll be able to get to them right now. Coming up next with the 2-minute drill right here on KSL's Unrivaled KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.